This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Welcome back to You Better You Bet, brought to you by BetMGM with Nick Costos and Ken Barkley on the BetQL Network.
Hear the song and you're happy. I don't like betting on the NIT. Bet and you're happy. Well, it's because we win. It's really awesome. Got 40 minutes left in the show. Nick and Ken here on a Wednesday. We will touch base with our pal Nick Ashew coming up in the final segment from BetMGM tonight. Find out what he likes tonight in the association. Find out what the show's got cooking coming up after 7 to 11 p.m. Eastern time with Nick, Trista, and Ryan. Absolutely love it. So Nick Ashew will join us coming up next segment. We'll give you our NBA best of the best. Tyler's got bets for the Punta Cana. Is that the name of the tournament or no? Is it called the Punta Cana or is it just in
Punta Cana? That's where it is. I think it's like... Is it the Punta Cana like resort and whatever something? I think that's where the tournament is. I don't know.
It's like the Corrales Championship or something like that. The Morales on the Corrales. That's how we're going to brand this.
Here's
my suggestion. Yeah. Tyler Corrales. Here's my suggestion for these people. Call it the Punta Cana. It will go over a lot better. So golf bets are on the way. I was going to promote Bill on the National Hockey League, but Bill is not with us today. Unfortunately, he's alive. Made it sound like Bill's not with us anymore. He'll be back hopefully on the show tomorrow. Jake will give us... he's hosting on WIP right now. Good for Bill, man. Bill's killing it.
Totally agree.
Also,
yeah, I'm in.
Also, screw him. You know what I always say?
Also, this hurts us right now.
Also, this hurts us, so go to hell, Bill. But very happy for Bill. Jake the Snake's baseball picks coming up as well. But before all of that, Ken, any other thoughts on the most outstanding player market here, betting in the NCAA tournament? Then we'll get to some survivor strategy.
Yeah, I mean, we can just kind of go through some of the top level teams. And is there like a role player or not even a role player, like an alternate star to bet on if you don't want to bet on the best player? If you want to apply this philosophy, maybe you don't. So slight bias toward guards and wings doesn't mean a big can't win. But man, I guess like bet McCormick last year and he was by far the best and still didn't win. Maybe that's part of that bias is built into that award, honestly. But so like slight emphasis toward guards and wings over bigs, and looking for like big prices on kind of like second and third best players who make sense, because historically they went off as often as stars do. So we talked about Houston already with Jarace Walker and maybe Shed, but like he hyperextended his knee. They're a tough team. Walker would maybe be the guy if you want to like apply this philosophy to them. UCLA, we talked about Tiger Campbell and Amari Bailey as like potential options if UCLA wins the title. Alabama, Quinterly would be the guy, but I really think it's Brandon Miller like a lot if they end up winning, just because like he's like potentially the number two pick in the draft, basically. He's like a different kind of star than some of the other players who are the best players on their teams. A couple other teams that are really interesting. UConn and Texas are both like pretty interesting. Like, do you want to bet other players, right? So Sonogo is the best player on UConn. He's a big, which kind of helps if you're trying to fade him. And Jordan Hawkins is like a really interesting player for them. We were at Aria watching them play St. Mary's. Guys, like just every three he shoots looks like it's going to go in, basically. And like, at least that was true in the first two games of the tournament. Not that he like has to outpace Sonogo statistically, but you have to keep in mind, you're going to look at Sonogo's numbers the first two rounds of the tournament. You're going to be like, how is he not winning if UConn wins? They were playing Iona and St. Mary's. Like, not exactly the same as what they're about to run into in the next few rounds, basically, with who they're playing. So just like keep that in mind. Like, I would imagine his counting stats go down a little bit. Not that he won't still be like a good rim protector and you know, like be able to score a little bit, but it's just, it's not exactly the same as Iona. And so I think it's possible that his numbers take a dive. And so Hawkins is absolutely the player that I would look at for a team that like makes a lot of sense to win the title too. And this isn't like who Ken thinks will win the title. This is looking at all the teams that have a chance, a realistic chance to win, and what players can win on them. Hawkins and the price I thought was pretty good. Shop it. So he would be a player for them. Texas, I don't have a good answer other than like they're the classic ensemble team. Where it honestly, you're going to be like, well, Dylan Disu like played the best. And it's like, okay. Or Disu, right? That's how I'm supposed to pronounce it. And it's like, all right, yes. Well, that's cool. But like, it's going to be matchup dependent who plays really well for them. Like, they're incredibly balanced. There are like four players on the team who could win. Like, Sir Jabari Rice comes off the bench, he could win. Like, it's just, it could be anybody. I don't have a good answer for who the right pick is. But like, you could be like whoever the longest price is that makes realistic sense, I guess, would be the approach. Or maybe they're a team that you don't bet in this market because there isn't a good answer to that question. They're like the opposite end from Brandon Miller. Like, Miller's like one player who has a really good chance to win. There's a team where you're never going to be able to solve it. Tyrese Hunter, Carr, like all these guys. It's just like, who knows? So you can take a shot on a couple of them, but like, I don't really have a right answer for them. But I think this methodology of thinking about teams this way can be really fun. You can end up with like a handful of bets on some of the most likely teams where you're going to get a finalist a lot. You might get both finalists a lot. It becomes a really fun sweat, and it's the award is so random that you're kind of as likely to have the winner as if you bet the star player on the team.
All right. Really good stuff over the last couple segments on betting most outstanding player in the NCAA tournament. Ken, to pay off what we were talking about yesterday on the show, want to make sure we get this in here because you have had a change of heart as far as how are you going to approach the Survivor pool, right? That you are still alive in. So for anyone out there that's still alive in Survivor, I'm guessing that your weekend went San Diego State, FAU, probably on Saturday and Sunday, as opposed to me who went Missouri and then eliminated, would have had FAU on Sunday. So for the people out there that are still alive in Survivor and are just like, hey, how the hell am I supposed to do this over the next couple days here leading into next weekend? Hopefully you make it there. Ken, how are you approaching Thursday and Friday and what's your plan for the weekend if you get there?
So I'll tell you first the teams that I'm going to pick. And then I kind of tell you like, all right, well, if you disagree with me on like who's going to win and who's going to go to the final, like what adjustments you can make, I guess. So I've decided my order of teams. God help me that these are the teams I'm going to go with. But I'll be picking UConn on Thursday. I'll be this Thursday, as in tomorrow. I'll be picking Creighton on Friday. I will pick a team to win the East region is the right way I'm going to put it. I can't use Florida Atlantic, so I hope Tennessee wins. I don't know who I'm going to pick in that game, but I have no idea who's even going to advance from both of those games. So like East region winner X is my team on Saturday. Houston will be my team on Sunday to get to the Final Four. Alabama will be my team to get to the final on Saturday, Final Four Saturday. And then UCLA will be my team on Monday night. So I need that exact cosmic series of events, like all those teams, obviously, to advance. You know, it's basically what you're doing at the end of a Survivor pool. You're almost like parlaying all of these results to happen the way that you need them. Otherwise, you run out of teams. And but I'm saving. And so if you disagree, you're like, I think Alabama's more likely to win. OK, then, you know, you're going to pick whoever your finalist is from the right side will be your Saturday team. And then you save Alabama for Monday. So you kind of just flip flop the two, basically, like, who do you think Alabama would beat in the final? You would just flip flop those two in that situation. Obviously, if you have Houston, you can kind of, again, play out the chain a little differently. If you think Houston's going to win instead of UCLA, you use UCLA on regional finals, you know, Saturday or whatever, and you can just flip flop the teams from there. The thought process basically being, it's not that I think UConn's very likely to win, but I have to pick them because I think they're going to lose the game after that. I have to pick them because I need them to lose to UCLA for any of this to make sense. And I feel so not confident in what's happening everywhere else, especially in the East, where like all four teams could win the region. Any of the outcomes in the semis would be, and you don't want to get there and be like, I actually don't have the teams in the East regional final, or like, I need to use that game and I can't use it. The East scared me to death. So I need to save all the teams that I can to just make a decision the day of the game based on like the market and kind of talking to people about what they like in the game and matchups. So I've chosen to like kick the can down the road on the East region as long as possible. Let's see who's playing in the regional final. Maybe there'll be an injury and something will come up and it'll be easier to make the pick or some kind of other angle on the game. So I'm going with UConn, which is the riskiest pick by far, is like the first one. UConn starts at Thursday. Creighton is the biggest favorite Friday, even if whatever, I think Princeton's a little live. It's just, I think you have to take Creighton on Friday. East winner X, Houston over Texas. You could pick Texas over Houston if you like them instead. I like Houston. Alabama to get to the final and UCLA to beat them. And we'll see how the chain of events goes.
So what could possibly go wrong? Ken taking Danny Hurley in his survivor.
Absolutely everything.
What would the NFL equivalent be? Like the NFL coach equivalent of you, like putting all your eggs in the Danny Hurley basket as a small favorite?
Tyler wrote Dan Quinn in the chat. I think it's better than Dan Quinn because the guy was miserable as a favorite. Someone like not quite trustworthy, but like in this tournament has shown signs. So like it's someone like lukewarm. It's not like a bad thing. It's just like an uncertain thing. I don't know who that would be. Would that be like a, I guess it has to be somebody who like makes the playoffs all the time, right? Who's like a, it's like a mediocre playoff coach. Is it like, it's not like really Staley. Right, is it now Staley?
Mm.
He blew that lead. Like, I guess he's kind of on the bad end of the spectrum.
It can't be Zach Taylor because Zach Taylor has Burrow. So it's like, I don't know if that counts necessarily.
Yeah, that's true.
Is it Mike Tomlin?
Or is it like Mike McCarthy?
I like how we both history went with like two coaches that have won Super Bowls.
Right. Yeah. So it has to be somebody who hasn't won it. Is it is it like Shanahan or somebody?
I was There's actually not, thinking I've, Shanahan. I'm like, yet.
McDermott?
I don't think it's Shanahan. I thought McDermott potentially also, but I thought McDermott's like got to a championship game.
Yeah. Like all these guys have been too good. It's almost like, was it like Matt Nagy or somebody when he coached the Bears? It's got to be somebody with like no success and no track record.
Is it honestly? You know who it is? It's Matt LaFleur, probably.
Got to a championship game, but like the book on him is kind of like in the playoffs, it hasn't gone great. Yeah,
big time
like
playoff
that. Okay.
Jabroni. Big time playoff jabroni, Matt LaFleur.
And maybe this year has the chance to write that narrative with Jordan Love, and maybe we'll make some points on that.